funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Those of you who are visiting us here, welcome to your home away from home, and always realize the arms are extended here at the Mother Church for all of you to feel always here the love of Christ Jesus and the care and the compassion of God our Father. We also welcome all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet this morning. As always, here at the Cathedral family, we carry you and all of those that are dear to you in our hearts and in our daily prayers, praying that this day is filled with the day that the Lord gives to all of us, His love, peace, and joy, and that you and your family and all of us here will share it faithfully with each other. My dear family, gathering all of those that we carry in our heart, and trusting that God will hear our prayer, let us turn to Him at the beginning of our celebration, trusting His love for us and seeking pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. In Lord Jesus, your word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you. For it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord.
To rule the earth with justice. praise to the Lord with the harp, with the harp a melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Shout with them for joy. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes, to rule the earth. He will rule the justice and the people with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, all that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Then they asked him, Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? He answered, See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. And they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Throughout these last few weeks and the week that lies ahead, once again, the scripture passages draw our attention to the end of time, the conclusion of the earthly journey and all that, of course, this world will no longer be one day. But it also draws our attention as to how much we must place our faith in the one who created us, God Himself. Many of us recall the devastating fire that took place in Notre Dame over in France, and how the whole world was caught off guard and also saddened. Although, in and of itself, it is a devastating occurrence that took place, with all of its beauty and all of its damage that now it is suffering. But it is not the first cathedral or basilica or church that has suffered a fire. In fact, there have been many. Although much what was inside was disintegrated by the flames, there have been even worse fires in even more precious basilicas, cathedrals, and churches, temples. In fact, perhaps even this very day, there is one going up in flames. You may be thinking that I'm talking about brick and mortar, but I'm not. I'm referring to this temple right here, the one God created. This temple that has a lot more beauty and majesty than even this cathedral or Notre Dame in France, for that matter. Think of the most beautiful, even St. Peter's Basilica, for that matter. None of these can even begin to compare to what God created with His hand, which is you. And when He did, He took every bit of care to do as the scripture says, to create you in His image and likeness. And when baptized right here, we received the anointing right above our chest plate, where we became a dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Right here, That temple, this temple, which he cares for more than any building man can ever construct. These passages that we read towards the end of the liturgical year remind you and me of how, yes, this world is passing by. This temple, yes, one day will no longer be, because we will enter what is the glory, but we will continue being. But we will be in his glory, where all will be well. And no matter how beautiful the buildings that we worship in were constructed, all of them are flawed. Yes, even including this cathedral. There were some mistakes made when they constructed this cathedral. Wait till the next cold front comes in and take a whiff from the staircase. For the last 60 plus years, they've been trying to figure out, where does that come from? I'm sure I'll be long gone before they even figure it out. But don't worry, so will you. But this temple has been made, created. And our goal is to take care of it. Against the coldness and the weathering of the world that tries to make it lose its beauty, try to make it lose its purpose, tries to make it, in your eyes, something that is worth less. But in the eyes of God, it is something that never loses its value. Something that never loses any part of its purpose. And something that always remains majestic in his eyes. This is you. And many a times we fall victim to being tempted by the world and become like the world. I love this particular passage from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. In particular where he says, we hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy and taking care of this. Why? Because you are too busy minding the business of others. In other words, you're too busy, as they say in Spanish, being entremetidos, which means not minding your own business. You're pointing out what's wrong with the temple of the other when you have house to clean right here. You do. We all do. And the one who created us, the one who knows us the best, is there waiting to help us. So why don't you let him? And while you're at it, why don't you help him? Who knows you better than God? It's you. So why not partner up with him and take care of this? So that as we go through our journey, in our young years, in our middle age years, in our elder years, we're doing good, as the opening prayer says, because we are following the author of all that is good, God himself. Yes, who pours himself out so that we may have what it is that we need. And my dear family, as the scriptures remind us of how days are coming to a close, yes they are, what if this were your last day? What would you want it to be like? Think about it. What if this were your last day? What would you do with it? What would you want from it? What would you offer it? Turn to the one who who offers everything that brings it its blessing. And let him rule, not tomorrow, not next week or next month, but let him rule today. So today is the beauty of all days. And if it turns out to be our last one, then we experienced its beauty the way we are meant to. Yes, how I pray, years lies ahead. I can't wait to see some of these servers, Anthony and Henry. I think they're like 17 right now, 16, 16, 17. My goal is to reverse those numbers and see them 71. Don't frown. Or do you think I won't be here? Careful. But it remains the mystery, doesn't it? But what isn't a mystery is today. You have it. You know it. What will you do with it? Family, fill it with what you deserve and with what God wants you to have. A day that is worth living, for we do not have days to waste. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, as we all professed, we do look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, trusting that God has good things always in store for us. Let us ask that he hear the needs that we now offer in that trust.
For the church, that we may grow strong in our faith and trust in God to lead us through hardships and suffering, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those affected by natural disasters and environmental tragedies, that they may be assisted in rebuilding their lives and restoring what they have lost, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who work in disaster relief, that they may always realize the good that they do in bringing aid and hope to people in their greatest need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our community who are unable to join us on a regular basis, that they may be united with us in spirit as we share in the Eucharist, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray also that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and that he hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Christy Gomez, Maria Hinojosa, Darwin Thomas, Siobhan Beck, and Douglas Commons, and for the special intentions of Susie Clash and our Cathedral Bulletin sponsors, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And also, my dear friends, special blessings upon Father Pete Elizardo, who celebrates his birthday. May the Lord continue to bless him through the gift of his family and friends, as he himself continues to guide us closer to a deeper and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Father in heaven, your goodness is constantly what you offer us. Accept these prayers we offer in confidence of your love for all of us here, for we make them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh.
sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his will. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we all acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us stand and pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements. The Bloodmobile is here. Please, if it's that time of the year for us to give that gift of self, please stop by and donate some blood today so that the supply is always there. And also, the St. Anne Altar and Rosary Society are having their country store bake sale and a raffle in St. Joseph's Hall. Please stop by and also have some juice and coffee and partake in the baked goods that they have there.
Hello, and I'm Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.